Ann Arbor Public Schools would cut 52 instructional positions as part of Superintendent Pat Green's proposal to balance the budget. The plan includes $6.2 million in instructional reductions, $1.2 million from operations, almost $700,000 from district-wide cuts, and about half a million from athletics. Superintendent Pat Green says in addition to the proposed budget, she shared with the school board other budget cuts administration has considered.
I wanted to show different perspectives as if you take this out and don't cut this, this is where it is in terms of a balanced budget. But the dialogue has to continue because we do have to balance a budget, and there are pieces that can move in, move out, as long as the amount that the board decides they want to swap out, so to speak, balances the budget. And it's the beginning of the dialogue.
The plan would eliminate high school transportation, reading intervention teachers, seventh hour at high schools, and switch Skyline to semesters. District officials, however, say trimesters and seventh hour might be maintained if the schools can still reach the same amount of savings without the schedule changes. School Board President Deb Mexicott says a series of community dialogue meetings have provided the board with some important information as they work with the budget proposal.
Informative to me as I think about what are those trade-offs between perhaps one program or another, one approach or another, understanding what the community is concerned about and that getting that sense through the forums. There are also some very specific recommendations that we can act on almost immediately, especially as it relates to information to the community and the kinds of things that we need to communicate.
Mexicott says the community comments also provided the district with a list of possible budget changes to be considered going forward. The district plans to hold community budget forums May 2nd at Huron High School and May 7th at Pioneer. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.